Welcome back, and joining me today is Ulagan Mustangs football coach Brandon Craig. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Mustangs. Improved to 2-1 on the year. Took care of a very good Glenpool ball club. 41-7 was the final. Noticed in that game, both the running and the passing attack kind of even for the Mustangs as they picked up their second win of the year.
Yeah, we had a nice night offensively. We were able to establish our pass game early and then made a couple of adjustments as the game went on and really improved some of the things that we were doing with our run game. And, you know, we had a lot of contributions, but obviously Braden Despain and Jimmy McKinney stepped up big for us offensively. Both of them had impressive nights, and Keenan Ferrier also had 100 yards receiving on the night. So we had a lot of kids do good things for us, and that's what you need as you're getting ready to go to district. Big game this week with Wagner coming up.
Yeah, before we talk about that game against Wagner, 2-1 so far for the Mustangs this year. You and the coaching staff satisfied of what you guys have done during the non-district portion of the season?
Well, I always say this. I mean, you know, non-district is a chance for us to do some things, be a little bit more creative probably than district games, because we can see some stuff and allow our kids to make some errors and learn from them. And, you know, it gives us a chance as coaches, too, to look at some things differently and, you know, maybe some different schemes and things and see if it's good for us or bad for us and make the adjustment from there.
Coach, the real season begins on Friday, as we talked about before we came on, and take on a very good Wagner ball club that are 3-0 on the year. What are the Mustangs going to have to do to take care of this very good Wagner ball club?
Well, I got a chance to go down and watch them play Coweta live, and they're, you know, they're right where they were when they left off in the state championship game. You know, they run the football really well, and then they've got two weapons on the outside that can catch it and do fabulous things with the football in their hands. So it's going to be a tough agenda for our defense. We're going to have to stop the run and be able to cover their two guys on the outside as well. So it's one of those games where they can do both run and pass, so we're going to have to be prepared for both. And, you know, offensively, there's no doubt that their inside linebackers are probably two of the best in the state. We're going to have to go try to run the ball at them a little bit and spread the ball around the field and get it to our playmakers on the outside.
And, of course, Coach, this is a very brutal district. We've talked about this quite a bit. Basically, you're just going to have to take it one game at a time. Do you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you look at our district and you look at the people that are in it. I mean, there's no – you can't look ahead and you can't plan – you know, circle a game and say this is a win and that's a loss. You just can't do that. You've got to take each week and you've got to get your kids ready. And, you know, hopefully that one night they'll show up and play really good football every Friday night. And it's the beauty of football. You only get one time a week to shine, so you got to go out there and do it on Friday night.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs this Friday against Wagner.
Hey, thanks a lot, Adam.